You're listening to Team Talk on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Sam Houser, Scott Galletti, ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Always appreciate you hanging out. Everybody's got their tickets for BKFC 59 coming up Friday at Tingley Coliseum. If you didn't win them here on Team Talk, you can always go to BKFC.com and get your tickets there. BKFC.com or at the box office at Tingley Coliseum. We're going to be giving away more here over the course of the week. But if you don't want to take your chances, you want to get yourself locked in, BKFC.com. And joining us now on the Daniels Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Cool Take Hotline is one half of the Main Event Fight local product, John Dotson, the reigning, defending BKFC flyweight champion here on Team Talk ESPN Radio 101.7. The team is going to take on Dagoberto Aguero in that main event Friday night at BKFC 59. So, John, it's good to talk to you again here. I always love getting the chance to talk to you here when BKFC comes back to town, and I know you do too, so it's not new anymore, but over the course of your fighting career, still relatively speaking, but just 3-0 now, you're the defending champion at the flyweight division of BKFC. How has this kind of rejuvenated your fighting career, if at all, John, just being a part of this new world of BKFC?
First off, I'm kind of disappointed that you just said half, because it's half of my size. You said I'm half of a man, so I'm very hurt.
I'm so sorry about that. I would never want to offend you, John. We love having you on.
I'm only half of a person.
Oh, so one half of the main event. That's what I said. It was one half of the main event fight, which you are one part of that. Dagoberto you're gonna be fighting Dagoberto. It's the main event fight, John. That's I'm just trying to set you up. I would never want to hurt your feelings, because you know that would not end well for me.
Who?
John Dotson.
No, I'm John Dotson. But who's the other guy?
Dagoberto.
Nobody cares about that dude. Everybody cares about me.
That's right. There we go. That's right. That's why he is John the Magician Dotson. You are the only person we care about. That, let's make that very clear right now. You are absolutely right, John. You are the only one that we care about. So, I mean, just how much are you looking forward to this one?
I'm actually super excited because of the fact that he is a traditional boxer. He's 17-2. He's held titles, and I want to make sure I can highlight this dude. Everybody keeps on talking about how mixed martial artists cannot cross over into the boxing realm, and I'm doing it today. Well, not today. I've been doing it since I've been in the BKFC realm. Even though I get to have like my collar size and be able to use that my dirty boxing, that's what's going to credit me to victory in this fight on Good Friday, which is going to be an excellent Friday after I knock this dude out.
BKFC.com is where you go to get your tickets. John Dotson going to be in that main event fight. And that's why I wanted to ask you, you know, John, you're 3-0 now, 3-0 in your BKFC career, just in this next chapter of your fighting career here in BKFC, just how much fun has this been? How much has it kind of rejuvenated your career that you're going into now? Three fights in, three wins in BKFC, just along your professional journey.
Since I'm still doing mixed martial arts and the BKFC, doing both of them combined is a very unique flavor. Because of the fact that I get to go overseas to Japan and beat some people up, and then come back out here to the United States and defend my world title, it's been a blessing in disguise. I love the fact that the BKFC has been treating me so well, and you guys have never been. It's one of the loudest, knuckle-bearing things that you hear, bone on flesh. It's a very unique sound. Like, a lot of people sit there and say, I can deal with it. But when you're there hearing actual bone-to-bone contact, it sounds something different and it hits to the heart, especially a lot harder.
And especially with your opponents, it hits even harder, right, John?
Well, absolutely, because they don't like to stand back up after that first round.
And those first rounds, in the three fights that you've been in, those first rounds have not been very long. If somebody gets past the first minute, there's an accomplishment there of sorts. I mean, just talk about that whole element of it. You're coming out there ready to start swinging, and these guys that you've fought so far, John, I don't think that they know what they've signed up for, given how short these fights have gone so far.
Absolutely. I got the birth of new life in myself. Being able to go out there and enjoy the violence and the chaos that I brought to the UFC, now I bring it into the BKFC. I'm making sure I can finish my opponents with blistering speed, and I'm willing to sacrifice my hands for you guys. So if you guys want to see me break my hands on this new skull, make sure you guys are going to be there on Friday night.
He is John the Magician Dotson, BKFC.com. Get those tickets for BKFC 59 Friday night at Tingley Coliseum. So you're on this journey, John, 3-0. You're the flyweight champion in BKFC. What has it meant for you along that journey to be able to do this with your brother as well?
It's been a phenomenal journey. To actually tell you the truth, he was the one who dragged me into this BKFC realm. I was trying not to do it because it sounded very scary. I don't like getting hit by bare knuckles, gloves. I felt a lot more safer. But by seeing how well the both of us have been cementing ourselves as legendary stars in the BKFC, I want to continue that trend on doing alongside with my brother.
You're focused on the fights, you know, certainly when they're coming up, but when you got that home crowd behind you, when you have the ring announcer saying fighting out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, do you feel like you have home court advantage here, John, making a comparison to another sport, but do you actually feel like you have that home advantage, or is it something that you just tune out because you're so focused on the fight?
No, I believe I have the home field advantage because of the fact that I've never lost in New Mexico, and I don't plan on doing it anytime soon. Like, I'm never going to lose here in my hometown that I cannot sit there and let the fighting legend and the fighting spirit of New Mexico get buried with me. So I'm going to go out there continuously knuckling up, hitting people, and knocking them out just so you guys can continue on smiling.
Well, looking forward to doing a lot of that on Friday night. He is John Dotson, the only fighter that matters in this BKFC flyweight event coming up Friday night. Prelims start at 6 o'clock. Main event starts at 7, and John Dotson is the main event Friday night at Tingley Coliseum. Get your tickets at BKFC.com. You can also go to the box office there at Tingley Coliseum. John, I would say best of luck, but you and I both know that you don't need it. You're going to go out there and do what you've been doing this whole time. Go 4-0, keep that belt, and we'll see you Friday night.
Absolutely see you Friday night. Can't wait to go ahead and continue being undefeated throughout this whole sport of this BKFC career.
There we go. There he goes. The magician, John Dotson, joining us here on Team Talk, ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. I mean, that was, Scott, that was a... That was somebody promoting what he does best. That was a promoter as much as a fighter, because nobody does it like John Dotson.
Oh, absolutely. He was promoting himself. He was promoting how confident he is, and he was promoting how he doesn't believe he's going to lose. And all he knows to do is go out and win. He got me excited for these fights. I mean, every time you talk to him, you and Joe talk to him, this guy is a confidence machine. He knows what he's in for. I wanted to ask him just about the transition, from where he was before to where he is now. But in terms of what he's doing now, his whole mindset, which he kind of answered before I ever got to ask him a question, was the fact that he goes out and he tries to beat his opponent as quickly as possible. That's pretty evident, but that's not easy to do. But that means that he doesn't worry about anything but going out and doing his job, and his job is laser-focused to go knock out his opponent quickly.
And that really is what he's done. I mean, when the Dotson fights come on, and Eric Dotson not on this main event card for BKFC 59, but when those Dotson brothers walk into that squared circle, I mean, it is not the time to go get in line at concessions or go to the bathroom, because by the time you come back, that fight will be over. It's been cool talking to him about that. We've had him on a few times. He's been on with Mike Adams and Micah Frankel, Mike Adams 2.0, Saturdays 9 to 10 a.m. here on 101.7 The Team. I mean, those two guys, those brothers, they, when this all started, they have this competition going with each other to see who can get the fastest knockout. I mean, it is 100% real. I mean, he's told us about that. They have this competition of who can get the faster knockout, and it's made for some unreal entertainment. If you have not been to one of these yet, this is the fourth one, so I don't know what you're waiting for, but if you have not been to one of these, it is something that you have to see in person for yourself at least once in your life, because it is not like any other. If you've been,
it's electric inside Tingley, I'll tell you.
Well,
is electric.
Even if you've been to a championship boxing fight, or if you've been to a UFC pay-per-view, there really is nothing like this. I mean, when he talks about the sound that that makes when these guys connect with each other, there is nothing like it. Get your tickets now, bkfc.com, or at the Tingley Coliseum box office. Team Talk, ESPN Radio, 101.7. The Team, Sam Hauser, Scott Galletti. Still a lot more to come. Want to chat about what we saw from the Mountain West over the weekend. Shohei Ohtani in the news. You'll hear a little bit of what he said today at his presser that was very closed off. Fortunately, we got something out of it. Not a lot of, from what I understand, very few cameras allowed in there for the Shohei Ohtani presser. He did not take any questions, but we'll hear some of that. Best sounds of the weekend still to come. Don't go anywhere. It's ESPN Radio, 101.7, The Team.